Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, today is the sixth day of the octave of Christmas, which means it's still Merry Christmas, because we're in the octave. It means it is as if the Christmas day itself has been extended. And when we think of Christmas, we need to think not just about an historical event, and not even just a theological event. You know, God taking on human flesh, becoming incarnate, is a cosmos-shattering event, certainly. But we also need to reflect, and this is why one of the reasons why we're given this extra time to celebrate and to meditate upon and to reflect the importance of the incarnation. We need to say, how does this affect our lives? Because Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem of Judea, what must I do? And St. John talks about that when he says, talks about being various groups. He says, I'm writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. And so, all right, kids, remember this. Your sins have been forgiven because of Christ. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who was from the beginning. Remember, God has always existed. You young men, I'm writing to you because you have conquered the evil one. You know, when we're the devil always tempts us. But in very particular ways, he tempts us when we're young, because we have less experience keeping our passions under control. And so if you're young and you're a follower of Jesus and you're doing a good job at it with his help, you have conquered the evil one. I'm writing you, children, because you know the Father. How do we know the Father? Through Jesus Christ. Because when we see Christ, we see the Father. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Again, you know who God is. I am writing to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God remains in you and you have conquered the evil one. How are we strong? By obeying the word of God. And by word of God, we don't mean primarily sacred scripture. We mean the word, Jesus Christ. This is only the word of God because it records the words and deeds of our Lord. That's the word of God in the primary sense. And then scripture is the word of God in a secondary sense. And so because of these things, because Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea, we are able to know God. We are able to resist the evil one, and we're able to walk in his ways. And that's one of the marvels of Christmas. And we can, if we are willing, do what Charles Dickens says and keep Christmas in our hearts, not just on Christmas, but in every day, and keep it well. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.